Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying five different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Ah, yes. JackArcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of five-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
When winter days are shorter and schedules are packed, it's easy for kids to lose focus. IXL turns that winter slump into momentum with a simple, stress-free way to keep skills sharp and stay engaged without adding pressure. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning across math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade. With personalized practice, instant feedback, clear explanations, and progress tracking, it's easy to fit into even the busiest week. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The world moves fast. Your workday, even faster. Pitching products, drafting reports, analyzing data. Microsoft 365 Copilot is your AI assistant for work. Built into Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and other Microsoft 365 apps you use. Helping you quickly write, analyze, create, and summarize. So you can cut through clutter and clear a path to your best work. Learn more at Microsoft.com/M365 Copilot.
Ready to relax in your dream bath retreat without the stress of figuring out every detail yourself? At the Home Depot, your bath remodel is covered. Shop fully designed rooms and curated bath collections to go from inspiration to transformation fast. Use digital tools to visualize flooring in your space and find everything you need, from tubs to toilets and all the tile in between, to bring your vision to life. The Home Depot. Dream baths built here.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
On this Patriots preview and Behind Enemy Lines edition of Six Rings and Football Things, we bring in all the way from H-Town. He's chugging his scissor. He's mad about the fact that the last Super Bowl that was won in that town was a 28-3 comeback for the obnoxious Tom Brady, the GOAT. Ladies and gentle friends, from the Payne and Pendergast show on 610 Sports Radio in Houston, the one and only Mr. Seth Bring the Pain on the program. What's up, Seth?
Hey, I'm happy to be here. I was excited because when I jumped on, Megan was talking about how we're going to keep it stupid and dumb. I'm all for that.
Just always know. Know there's a very low bar set on this program anything that I'm involved in. So please, by all means, let your freak flag fly.
Let me tell you guys one thing off the bat. I am as sick of the strength of schedule discussions as anybody in New England is. And yet I feel like it keeps getting thrown in my face and I can't avoid it or ignore it. And it's the reality of the situation. I think I think that the Patriots are a really good football team. How good are they? This is what the playoffs are for. And it'll, that's a great thing. We don't have to have a debate about the college football playoff strength of schedule and quality losses or anything.
Yeah, there's no Bowling Green or there's no Tulane involved in the process.
Except, and look, I can't get on social media without getting into that discussion. And I succumb to it. And I feel dirty afterwards.
Well, that's why we have filters.
A brothel or something.
That's why. Oh, my God. The Ball Talk brothel. It's ridiculous, honestly. I feel like I need so many Silkwood showers during the course of an NFL season, let alone the postseason as well. And, you know, it's funny you say that, because if the Patriots are to try to get to the promised land and, you know, go to Santa Clara, win a Super Bowl, et cetera, and cost Mr. Kraft millions and having to demolition one end zone that has six banners and add a seventh. Oh, the first world football problems. They're going to basically have to go through defenses 1 through 4, because in all likelihood, the Seahawks could very well make it, but we'll worry about the NFC challenger to the Super Bowl throne in a minute. But you're going to have to go through the Chargers, like the Texans, and considering the fact that the three of us may have to line up at receiver for the Bills Saturday in Denver, probably have to go through the Broncos as well. So it's a real test for the Patriots to have to prove they're not fool's gold. And I think that biggest test is Sunday at 3 o'clock against the Texans.
That's you know what? I'm glad you framed it that way. I hadn't thought about it that way. So it is almost the perfect, it's a perfect end of this season.
It's a gauntlet.
There's been, cause I'm in the same boat, and I'm sorry if it's like, I try to be as objective as possible about it. And I want to, like, I go into every game trying to convince myself to be terrified of the opponent. And it's hard to just look at the Patriots and look at what they've done this year without acknowledging or recognizing, at least, all right, they haven't had as much of a challenge as everybody else. But they've done, like you would say with a college football team, they've done everything that they need to do, and it's not their fault, it's their schedule. So I guess, yeah, from the Patriots' perspective, it's a daunting task, but they passed the first one, and they made Herbert look like Justin Herbert. Making C.J. Stroud in this offense look like this is, you know, this is a concern in Houston. We don't know what this offense is. We know that the offensive line is, they've elevated themselves with the help of Nick Caley and Cole Popovich, thank you very much, to be an average offensive line, which is what I and a lot of other people at the beginning of the season were saying. Yeah, they got rid of their three other starters from last year, replaced them with a bunch of guys that nobody was all that excited about. But they just, by honestly, Cole Popovich being, I think, a really good offensive line coach, they've gotten to where they're technically sound, they're fundamentally sound, they're not making all these mental errors and technique errors that they did last year, and they're okay, you know. So they're not usually hurting themselves before they even have a chance to do anything good. Obviously, the game in Pittsburgh was concerning from the C.J. Stroud standpoint, and that's the big question. On the road again with noise, and I hear that it's a lot louder in Foxborough these days than it was when everybody was bored with championships. So that's the big concern for me.
So, Seth, one thing, well, I think there's two things to the strength of schedule conversation that compound it and make it more compelling, even for people like me who are here locally, but I'm just looking at it from an unbiased perspective and saying, hey, first of all, it's just, we haven't seen a lot of these guys do it before. It's the first season with Mike Vrabel as the head coach here. It's the second season with Drake May and the first time that he's made it to the playoffs. So a lot of it is, well, we just don't have that much information to go off of, not to mention all the free agents that they brought in, what a new team it is overall. But on top of that, there is this trend so far this year that a lot of stuff is breaking the Patriots' way. And I say that because it brings us to the situation with Nico Collins. Yeah. And I'm wondering if, assuming Nico Collins is not able to go on Sunday, that's just the assumption I'm going off of by the concussion protocol, and correct me if you're hearing differently, how backbreaking is that for the offense over there?
No, it really is. And it's funny that I didn't even mention Nico in my opening statement. Was a bit, I think I'm a little bit in denial about it. They've done all right with Nico off the field, and had, you know, CJ had a pretty good performance in a game without him.
Best passing stats of the year. I'm sorry to interrupt, Seth. Yeah. 318 and 2 touchdowns. So his best game this year was sans Nico.
Yeah, and it was as Jaden Higgins, the rookie second rounder, kind of stepped up, and CJ started
like
to trust
him.
I loved Higgins in the draft.
And I love Noel. I think Noel has just scratched the surface of his talent.
No, and then Christian Kirk, after having about 200 or so pass receiving yards in the entire season last week, goes off and reels off a 167. Like that was a surprise. There were a few things last week that were a surprise, and obviously Nico Collins was on the field, but the Texans' run game clicking like they did, that was the best we've seen them all season long. That was a genuine surprise versus that Steelers front that I was nervous about because, look, they play a 3-4. They play old school 3-4, mm-hmm. You know, two head-up defensive ends and a head-up nose tackle like the Patriots will at times, especially with the nose tackle. The fact that they were able to mount that effort in the run game, I was honestly surprised by it. I don't know if they can replicate it again this week, but that would be a big key to victory. Without Nico, then everything else that the Texans have struggled with at times this year becomes a lot more complicated just because, man, when teams want to play man versus the Texans, great. That's awesome because CJ can dial up his matchups. When they play zone and when they really help out on Nico, and then especially when teams disguise the blitz, and I know this. I know the Patriots don't blitz a lot, but they were pretty damn good at it last week. That's where the road environment, I don't think, has nearly as much to do with the cold as it does just the pre-snap operation, identifying the mic, setting the pass protection, all those things. The Texans have had struggles with that, especially if you go through stretches of the Kansas City game, stretches of the Chargers game on the road, where they really took it to them. And then they recovered and they were able to do enough in the fourth quarter to just possess the football, get first downs, not necessarily anything miraculous. CJ's made some great plays on third down in the fourth quarter, but that's by and large, that's the really big concern, especially versus, I heard you guys talking about the ability of Vrabel and Josh McDaniels to dial up something special for the playoffs. That's very much on my mind. And I think Josh McDaniels' ability to do that, especially versus the Texans offense, Texans defense.
You guys have a McDaniels as well. And I know that's still like a Foxborough South with Casario, with McDaniels and all your offense, Jake Andrews and Trent Brown and Sadie So and all these other Patriots. I'm sorry, you got a point?
No. I'm glad you brought up the Ben McDaniels. I forget about us. So there's two things I forget about. One, because I've had so many concussions myself.
Yeah.
Nico Collins' concussion. But two, the how many ties there are. And every time I talk to somebody in New England, they'll bring up somebody. I'm like, oh, yeah. Casario spent some time up there, didn't he? Yeah. But Ben McDaniels, we talked about him this morning because we're talking about Stephon Diggs. And, you know, I think probably as it was for you guys, so many people here were kind of surprised, like, wow, Stephon Diggs actually seems to be a really good leader in the locker room. Like, boy, he's really working with the young guys.
Stroud gave him a love fest. I didn't have time to grab the clip and share it in the pod, but like Stroud talked about him as like, he's a brother to me. I didn't just love playing with him then. He's still one of my best friends and my favorite people. It's unbelievable how the same guy that can get a knock for being, you know, like a sideline spectacle and a locker room cancer, and the guy that they famously said in Minnesota, don't let him date your sister, can also be the guy that riles everyone up and makes them want to just run off the boat and charge into fire without care. Like, he has taken the mantle from Devin McCourty of being the pregame speech guy. He is the guy that they all gravitate towards and they get a yes and a no and thank you, sir, in the locker room. He's been, I'd say, of the $23 million he's earned this year, you know, just for the wave it off and the Cardi B and everything else and all the, and the locker room and sideline fire, that's where he's really earned his money. And it's so funny that this reputation has dogged him of like, oh, well, if Stephon Diggs was so great in Houston, how come they didn't re-sign him after he, you know, got hurt halfway through the season? He had 46 catches, 500 yards, a couple touchdowns.
Oh yeah, it was a big drop off after he got injured. You know, you can see the drop in CJ's stats like across the board when he didn't have that easy option, when there was pressure, and there was a lot of pressure last year. You know, CJ, some of his best throws he made last year were 5 and 10 yard receptions to Stephon Diggs under pressure. But the Ben McDaniels part of it was, we were talking about, hey, looking back on that deal that the Patriots gave him because it seemed awful pricey at the time. Mm-hmm. Was that a good deal? And at the time, I thought it was a good deal, you know, with the big asterisk that he had to come back from his ACL. But just because of where the Texans were with their wide receivers, they had young wide receivers. Yeah. They would eventually draft a couple more. Patriots needed a veteran presence and a wide receiver in that room. And it makes sense, especially with the, you know, there's not necessarily a boatload of guaranteed money. I thought it was a smart move, and it's obviously panned out, but I'm a little bit mad at Ben McDaniels for, I'm guessing at some point, Josh called him up and said, "Hey Ben, how's Stefon Diggs?" And he probably told him the truth that he was awesome in the locker room and he was a good leader.
He should have told him, like, "Oh, what a jerk." Yeah. Oh my God. One thing you don't want to do is offer him a 3-year, $69 million deal. Yeah. You definitely don't want to do that. And then have you guys sign it. It's just funny how that all flew in the face of what we had heard versus now what the team has known. And Mego, before I throw it back to you, I just wanted to ask real quick, the CJ Stroud factor, as far as his inconsistency. One minute he throws a dime on a tether line, makes a great read, and uses his hyper-athletic ability to make plays only a handful of other quarterbacks make. The next minute, he's dropping an icy-cold ball in the freezing temps of Pittsburgh, or just makes a throw that's sort of like, "Oh my God, what the heck is the guy thinking doing that?" You know, is that a predominant fear for Texans fans that – one minute CJ is going to get it for you, and the next minute CJ is going to give it to them?
It's at least for me, you know, I think amongst fans, it's probably going to vary pretty vastly. There's like, as it is with any quarterback, there's diehard true believers, and then there's the constant skeptics. This year for him, the big surprise about that Steelers game was that CJ had done a great job this year of maturing as a quarterback and really understanding, all right, we're going to have our limitations on offense. This offense is new to everybody, and they're trying to run. You know, Kaylee's taken a lot more from Josh McDaniels than he is from Sean McVay. It's a lot of pre-snap responsibility on the quarterback. They want to get the protection right, and they've solidified things in a lot of ways. You know, the last three regular season games, CJ didn't take a sack. But at times, it's been a combination of things. Early on in the season, there were a lot of miscommunications where I think receivers just weren't in the right places, not in exactly the right places. So CJ would have some throws that look inaccurate, but then I talked to my wide receiver friends and everything, and they explained to me why I'm a dumb defensive lineman and why the timing's just a little bit off. And as Jaden Higgins got better, that got better. But he's gotten really good at playing like a veteran quarterback. And to use Tom Brady's old saying, it's not about the plays you make, it's about the mistakes you don't make. Mm-hmm. Throughout the regular season, he was doing a good job of living out the cliches. On first and 10, he's taking the first read, throwing it. It's open. It's there. I'm not going to sit and wait for Nico Collins to get open downfield. If something wasn't there, he's throwing the ball away. He wasn't trying to extend plays and run out the back of the pocket and make sacks even worse than they were. He did a lot of the mature quarterback stuff that all of them struggle with in their first 3 years, you know, as they learn when discretion is the better part of valor. He was doing all of that, and he was making a lot of progress at it. And then in the fourth quarter, there are a lot of times where, even though it wasn't a great offensive effort, he just came up clutch big time with some big third down conversions. And that's why last week was so weird, because it looked like, in a lot of ways, all of that had evaporated. Like, he just all of a sudden looked like he was pressing. It looked like he didn't realize, hey, I've got this defense on the other side of us, and we don't have to do too much. We just have to do our jobs. And, you know, because, yeah, do your job. We still a lot of New England stuff because of our
yeah. That sounds familiar, yeah.
So we can't trade. We keep trying to trademark stuff, and it's already taken. But, like, he's done a good job at that, and I don't know what happened last week. That was really a different version of CJ Stroud than we've really seen in almost the entire season.
What I think scares me the most about this from the Patriots' perspective, this matchup, is that there have been a number of games where if you just look at the stat line, you go, wow, Drake's ball security has been really good. And obviously his accuracy has improved leaps and bounds since last year. But if you go back and watch the tape, there's a lot of these occasions where you go, oh, that could have been like a 3-interception game.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody had wide receiver hands instead of, no offense, cornerback hands. And you guys have a couple cornerbacks who seem to have wide receiver hands.
Yeah.
And so, honestly, I think that's what scares me, is that even something like a tipped pass, which is so chaotic, mm-hmm. or a forced fumble, your defense just really generates takeaways. And to me, I think that
29 of them.
That might be the most straightforward path to victory for the Texans, because the Patriots have not had a ton of situations where they've had to deal with that. And when they have, like in the Steelers game, when the Steelers came in to muck it up in week three, they really paid for it.
And that's I agree with you 100%. And, you know, that's the one thing about riding a defense to a championship that's difficult, though, is that, man, it's hard to have four games in a row where you take the ball away a whole bunch. And that at some point you run up against quarterbacks like Drake May, who don't, you know, maybe it's been a little bit of luck, but like he hasn't turned the ball over. And then on down the line, I think the biggest thing about this defense is
New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get two snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
When winter days are shorter and schedules are packed, it's easy for kids to lose focus. IXL turns that winter slump into momentum with a simple, stress-free way to keep skills sharp and stay engaged without adding pressure. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning across math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade. With personalized practice, instant feedback, clear explanations, and progress tracking, it's easy to fit into even the busiest week. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Build something you can be proud of. There's something incredibly satisfying about learning something new and actually watching your progress build over time. That's what I love about Rosetta Stone. You don't have to dive in for hours. You start small, fit lessons into your day, and suddenly you're understanding more than you thought you would. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years. And their immersive, intuitive method really stands out. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists and no feeling lost. You learn naturally, starting with words, building to phrases, and then full sentences, without English translations. So it actually sticks. Plus, Rosetta Stone offers 25 languages, from Spanish and French to German and Japanese, all designed for long-term retention. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners of this podcast can grab Rosetta Stone lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
I mean, they're so much fun to watch if you're not playing against them. And I, like, as a player, I'm jealous of how they play as a unit. Like, not, I've never seen a team or a defense that has as many stud players who are also unselfish players. So what you get is, you know, Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson. I'd say both those guys could have had three or four more sacks apiece this year if they were more selfish. Like, but they are, when they get to the level of the quarterback, they turn it into a bull rush. Like, they're not trying to win on the edge at all costs and get their sack and get their bag and all that. And likewise, on the defensive backfield, Derek Stingley and Kamari Lassiter are just, they're just wired different. And mm-hmm. I know I'm sounding like an extreme homer here, but I've been like I'm a,
you played for the team. It's yeah. Okay. I got
that's
you.
It. No, but I try to be objective, but it's honestly, I get jealous that I, like, I want to play on that team because they're just,
oh my God. Just, could you imagine if you've got Autry and Rankins and Anderson and the Terminator next to you along that line? My God. Like, you had 17 and a half career sacks. You'd have 17 and a half sacks in a season.
No. I'm all about the run, baby. I don't exactly. Well, Tommy Togiai would be who I would hopefully try to. Megan, you made a great point about the earlier before I came on about the talent of the defense and how they are able to keep it relatively simple because they have really talented players at those four pillar positions, the two defensive ends and the two corners. But I think the other part of it is, and I think, you know, this is where this, there's so many similarities between these two teams just because Vrabel's a different type of personality than D'Amico Ryans, but I think they're both wired the same way in the way they coach their players and how
similar
they
yet
are.
Different.
I could go off on a whole nother talent tangent about the similarities between Belichick and D'Amico. And I think that's why D'Amico and Nick Caserio get along so well. But the blue collar guys are really well coached. So Tommy Togiai is one of the starting defensive tackles. At the beginning of the year, he was inactive on game day for the first couple games. And then because the Texans have had four defensive tackles go on IR, he's one of the starters now alongside Sheldon Rankins. But those are two guys that, you know, Sheldon Rankins signed a one-year, $5 million deal. Tommy Togiai, I think when they acquired him, he was on the veteran or the fourth-year player minimum or whatever it was. So $1 million a year. And the linebackers too, you know, Azeez Alshire wasn't a marquee signing. Henry Toa was a mid-round pick. Yeah. Those guys are playing way above and beyond what I would have thought they were capable of when they first got here. So it's the sum total of all of it where they just play so well and so cohesively that you get the product you do.
Yeah, I see your Togiai and I raise you at Kyrus Tonga. And also, I know for a fact Vrabel loves Al-Shahir. Like, I think there were even conversations, like, I think they may have tried to get him up this way because the Patriots flipped 2/3 of the roster ultimately, but literally brought in 46 new guys. Like, Vrabel, it's amazing how they've been able to do this, and it proves that you can go 4-13 to 14-3. They lived, it was a live-in reno. They gutted the house and somehow still lived with exposed studs and dangling wires the whole time.
That's where, you know, I get asked a lot when people ask me about Nick Caserio, how's he operating? You know, like, how is he doing compared to other people who leave New England and try to pretend that they're Bill Belichick? Caserio, I think, like Vrabel, they learn a lot. Look, you spend that much time with a guy like Bill Belichick, you're going to learn a lot. But I think both those guys also, both Caserio and Vrabel, understand that you have to be your own man. And there's certain things that work for Belichick that are going to work for you. And there's certain things that if you try to emulate Belichick, you're going to look like the biggest D-bag in the world because it's just not you. And Caserio has brought a lot of it. The roster churn is one of them. You know, all these guys on 1 and 2 year deals that just show up and you end up getting the best out of them. But like opposite of Belichick, they've taken nothing but, you know, Power Five conference guys in the draft since he got here. Like, they don't take these small school experiments or guys that Belichick would fall in love with. It's completely the opposite. So it's not that one's better than the other. It's just Caserio is being his own guy and running it the way he wants to.
A question I have, Seth, is that, so the way that Houston's season started out, it's like everybody was like, okay, it's another one of these years for Houston. Is it the same kind of, I don't want to like say cult of personality, but that's kind of how it feels in the locker room with the Patriots, where honestly, you talk to those guys in the locker room and you hear a new phrase every 3 days. Yeah. And every part of the team is saying it. And then Rabel says it in a press conference.
Don't change the mac and cheese. We all we need. Like, I know. How many t-shirts are we going to print before we get to the damn AFC championship?
It's like, okay, so for example, this week, Rabel starts off his press conference on Wednesday talking about the demeanor of the defense in Houston and how much he respects that. Mm-hmm. And then we go and talk to two different wide receivers, and they're talking about the demeanor of the defense. And it's like these words that you know that they just clom onto from the head coach. And I'm wondering if it's the same kind of feeling in Houston, if it ever was like that when D'Amico was newer, or how you turn around a season like that starts out the way it did.
I think the first, okay, so it's good. I think there's the short term and then there's the 3 year window. The 0-3 start, it was interesting because you could point to some bad plays in at least two of those first three games where CJ Gardner-Johnson was the safety opposite of Kalen Bullock. And he kind of went into business for himself, and everybody had to make up for it. And yeah, and all of a sudden he's gone, you know. And you know, Laremy Tunsil was a guy. So that's the first three games of the season. If you look at these last 3 years, Texans traded away Laremy Tunsil, the left tackle from last year, and people are wondering what the hell. One of the worst pass protecting teams in football is getting rid of one of the best pass protectors in football. On the paper side of things, Tunsil makes a lot of money. It was going to have to be a complete and total overhaul of the offensive line at some point. You're going to have to spend money on five guys, not just one guy. I think there's also a feel, or a possibility at least, that there were a lot of guys that weren't just quite D'Amico Ryans types of guys, like these extreme blue-collar guys that are just rabid for not just football, but like love to practice football.
See, this
want to be out there. Yeah,
this is very familiar because went through a similar purge over the beginning of the summer, the end of the spring, where you had a bunch of captains who were either pending free agents or they were just gone.
Yeah,
and it was like, wow. Well, I hope he knows what he's doing.
It was, well, I asked D'Amico, my 10th year in the NFL was D'Amico's rookie year. So I got to see, like, from the very beginning, I was just a grumpy old vet. And I knew about 2 weeks into training camp, I was like, oh, this kid's not a bastard at all. I like this kid with D'Amico Ryans. But when he first got here, one of the terms, you know, that get repeated and everything, every now and then we'd hear somebody talk about, don't be an energy vampire, don't be an energy vampire. And then we heard it a little bit last year, don't be an energy vampire. And I asked D'Amico about it towards the end of training camp. And I was like, you know, we haven't really heard that term yet anymore. Are you using a different term? And he just said, we got rid of him. We don't have any of them around, you know? So he identified the energy vampires and got them out. And it is a cult-like feeling. And I, like, personally, I'm a fan of cults when it comes to football teams. I played for the Jaguars early, you know, back when they were in their AFC championship days. And it was one of the first teams that was just super evangelical, like crazy evangelical. And a lot of the big time star players were all very evangelical. I myself tend not to run in those circles, but I was like, cool. I got guys really seeing these guys really think God wants them to win a Super Bowl. I don't believe that, but I'll go along with it. If it works for you guys. So whatever it is that people glom onto to unify themselves, I'm cool with it, you know? And I think that with D'Amico, he's gotten a whole bunch of guys that are just they are football junkies, and they are just, they're obsessed with it. And they go about their business the right kind of way. And I've been in good locker rooms and in bad locker rooms. There's on some teams, and I think this is something Vrabel knows and understands. On some teams, you start to get a culture of guys who almost feel like, yeah, I'm a vet, you know, like, nah, that's not for me. I've made it. And it's a really, that is a cancerous attitude to have in a locker room. And then you've got other teams where I think what D'Amico and Nick did that was really, really smart was they drafted Will Anderson, sure. But then, you know, they had Jerry Hughes on the roster mm-hmm. when he was here. Old vet that knew his business, did things the right way. They go out and get Danielle Hunter. They've got D'Amico Autry. They've got Sheldon Rankins. They've got, at any given time, they've got like five or more guys who are 30 years old or older in the defensive line room. And all of those guys have been really good mentors to Will Anderson, because Will is like an overeager puppy who's going to be running around 24 hours a day, no matter what. And he needs some guidance, because he will do anything anybody asks him to. And they've got the right kinds of guys in that room showing him how to work at his craft, like all the tips and pre-snap keys and all that.
That's awesome. I know you guys let Grenard go, and in comes Hunter, and he's actually even better, but brings also that veteran presence as well. It's truly, truly like a remarkable defense. And like, there's a chance that if everything goes the right way for the Texans, they may be mentioned in similar breaths to the 85 Bears and the 2000 Ravens and some of the other stupefying defenses that helped propel a team to a magical championship run. Or maybe they'll be speaking of how incredible it was that rookie coach and sophomore sensation quarterback propelled their team to greater heights that the team hadn't known since, oh, gee whiz, all of 6 years ago. Or who knows, maybe Bo Nix and Sean Payton will be celebrating.
Well, can I ask you guys a question real quick?
Yeah.
I'm curious about this Corey Durden, this defensive tackle.
Another one of these. This is one of these guys that gets picked up, comes in, goes practice squad, elevated, if I'm not mistaken, Mego, in a pinch because Milton Williams is down and Kyrus Tonga gets hurt. And next thing you know, it's like, wow, this guy's making plays all over the place. Where's he been? Do you know any more about him, Mego?
I ended up, because again, I'm trying to be objective and not jump in and be one of these people. There's no part of me that thinks the Patriots are trash because they played him, because they happen to win a boatload of games versus lesser football teams. But I just wanted to, like, I didn't watch as much Patriots this year as I would have liked to. And it's the first 10 minutes I'm watching, I'm like, who the hell is this Corey Durden? He keeps showing up. So I'm like, and I went back and I watched some more. And it, to me, he feels and looks so much like what I used to always think about Patriots defenses in the past, was that I would watch their defensive line at the beginning of the season. One of the years that the Patriots went and visited and had joined practices with the Texans in West Virginia, I was watching that defensive line during practice that year. I'm like, I don't know about this Patriots defensive line. And then I watch them 5 or 6 weeks later, and I'm like, who the hell are these guys? Like, they've just, they've gotten better. And with Corey Durden, I think that's what jumped out at me, was, all right, this guy's playing a lot better than whatever his scouting report said before. And it's with technique. And yeah, like, he's in the right spot. He's making some really good pre-snap reads. And that's where I know that the run defense has been kind of hit or miss with the Patriots this whole season. But if you factor the injuries back into it and you get those guys back like they have, you also have to look at those young defensive linemen and say, all right, these guys are better than they were 8 weeks ago. And, you know, again, if that's a Vrabel trait that it came from a Belichick trait, whoever is responsible for it, it reminds me of those old Patriots defenses.
Yeah. I didn't know that we were going to be having the Corey Durden corner, but I do think that's something that flies a little under the radar with this coaching staff is what a brain trust they are. I know you guys have a ton of New England people down there all over the front office and the coaching staff, but you've got a lot of guys, not just Josh McDaniels, but you've got guys who have been all over the league, guys who have had experience as coordinators or in different areas of the game. Like, I'm thinking particularly about like Todd Downing, who has really worked wonders with the wide receivers room. I know that's not what we're talking about in terms of the Patriots defense, but I just think from all the way down to the position coaches, that it's a really, really well-coached team. Yeah. And I think that I don't want to take anything away from the players. Like, another guy, linebacker Jack Gibbons, is somebody who, again, it's like at the beginning of the season, we go, okay, what's the deal with this guy? He's going to be kind of like a backup for Spillane if they need that. And then he does a really great job holding his own when they need to go down the depth chart for him. And I do credit their just what a well-oiled machine the coaching staff is, because I think when you talk to the guys, they're so well prepared. Fundamentally, they're very sound, and they've just improved so much over the season. And that's not always the case, especially with the team that you kind of slap together in the offseason.
Well, and I'll tell you what, too, the other part where, you know, when I'm trying to be like objective about, one of the things I like to do too is also, all right, who are the players I need to be scared of? And I'm looking at the Patriots and I'm watching them and I'm trying to figure out if I'm scared of Booty versus this. And I don't know why I said Booty. It's because I always want to say Booty. I know.
Booty.
I want to say Booty. I just want to say Booty and I catch myself every single time.
He booty. Likes it. It's
and
booty.
I'm like, all right, Diggs, I know what the threat is there and everything, mm-hmm. but man, this team also comes up and tackles and but what the sum total of it is like, all right, yeah, this is a Josh McDaniels coached offense that's greater than the sum of its parts.
Correct.
And, you know, and like, so there's times where I feel like D'Amico said something about Drake May yesterday that I'm guessing some people in the New England probably thought was a slight on Drake May or something, just because D'Amico was saying that, you know, he knows where to go with the ball, doesn't make mistakes, sees where the opportunities are and everything.
Makes it sound like a real game manager.
Yeah, like a game manager, right. But I mean, if you can be a game manager in your second year in the NFL, that's like pretty advanced mentally, because you got to be pretty smart to be a game manager. And obviously he's doing the physical stuff on top of it. But really it's a testament to Josh McDaniels as an offensive coordinator that, yeah, this is, whether it's with Brady or whatever, this is their MO and this is what they do. They're going to take a lot of guys that might not look all that individually threatening, and they find ways to get the absolute best version out of them. I think with Drake May, and I know you guys are probably saying the same thing, the designed runs are what really worry me the most about him versus this Texans defense. And even if they do enough, you know, three or four of them, or just, and then you add into just the fake, you know, the fake zone reads and everything, and then a few little wrinkles on top of it. If you want to try to block Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson, that's your best bet, is to introduce indecision into their decision-making process. And that's what's going to slow them down more than, you know, it's hazardous to, if you want to chip them all the time, all right, great, you're sending three receivers out against that secondary, and good luck, finding an open receiver. I think the at times this year, they've been able to get Will or get Daniil off balance or just a little bit off of their game with misdirection. And I know that that's something Josh is going to see, obviously. The other is that, you know, the deep balls where the Texans have given up, they're about middle of the pack in the NFL in terms of explosive plays allowed, whereas they're top three and just about everything else. Most of the time that's because of blown coverages. And a lot of the time it's involving whichever safety is playing next to Kalen Bullock, because, you know, we've had five or six different guys in that role. It was supposed to be Jimmy Ward. Then it was CJ Gardner-Johnson. Then there were three or four other guys after that. So when they're playing their match coverage and they're sorting routes out, you know, that's where some of the miscommunications have been. And obviously, like, Josh is going to know exactly what has given them the most trouble.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant, designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
When winter days are shorter and schedules are packed, it's easy for kids to lose focus. IXL turns that winter slump into momentum with a simple, stress-free way to keep skills sharp and stay engaged without adding pressure. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning across math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade. With personalized practice, instant feedback, clear explanations, and progress tracking, it's easy to fit into even the busiest week. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Build something you can be proud of. There's something incredibly satisfying about learning something new and actually watching your progress build over time. That's what I love about Rosetta Stone. You don't have to dive in for hours. You start small, fit lessons into your day, and suddenly you're understanding more than you thought you would. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, and their immersive, intuitive method really stands out. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists and no feeling lost. You learn naturally, starting with words, building to phrases, and then full sentences, without English translations. So it actually sticks. Plus, Rosetta Stone offers 25 languages, from Spanish and French to German and Japanese, all designed for long-term retention. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners of this podcast can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
All right, we'll get to predictions here in a second. I'm going to ask you like a two-pronged question as we get to the predictions. But I think honestly, with you guys playing man, it's going to be Drake's legs, Ramondre, and just having to hit the tight ends over the middle enough to maybe try to bring the defense in, and hopefully you hit that deep shot. And as far as Houston goes, with the Patriots probably playing zone or mixing and matching things a little bit, you're going to have to see if you can get your run game going, and you'll have to use Christian Kirk's and the Jalen Noels and try to hit those shots, because Spillane, Christian Ellis, Gibbons, they're not exactly the fastest linebackers that the NFL or NFL Films has ever seen. All right, let's get to the predictions. And also, I've got a couple people asking me, what's your favorite prop on the weekend as well? So Seth, if we can get your, if you got a prop you like, maybe a Houston player you think that we should know the name of that hasn't been mentioned yet, and ultimately, your prediction.
I'm going to go, what's Ramondre Stevenson's, what's his over-under on rushing yardage this week? I'm going to take the under on that. And that's no disrespect to Ramondre Stevenson, but the Texans this year, one of the things that's under, less notice about them is that they're a really good run defense. And usually when they face a premier running back or any running back at all, they've been able to hold those guys to less than their season averages and less than their season totals. Tommy Togiai has been a big part of that. He's just been an absolute stud run defender. So I would take the under on him.
And Ramondre are both 37 and a half yards.
Oh,
that's low.
It's a low number to be that's split amongst really friends. Low. And I worry about them I worry about running backs as receivers out of the backfield. And likewise, tight ends at times. Trey McBride had the best game of his career versus the Texans a few weeks ago when they played the Cardinals. The linebackers are really good at diagnosing play action and being where they need to be, but they're not magnificent in terms of their actual coverage skills. They're really smart in coverage. But if they're having an off day, I can't give you an over on Hunter Henry.
Nope.
but I just gave the people that information for whatever it's worth. Yeah.
All right. So let's see. Let's go with the score predictions now. First, Mego, I will give you a chance, and this one may ruffle some regional feathers.
I feel bad about this. Okay, you should know this, Seth. I'm not a Patriots fan. I'm not originally from New England.
That's good. You guys have some objectivity up there.
Yeah.
Not like this.
We dabble in it on occasion.
I hate to do this, and it's going to sound a little bizarre, but I'll explain it. I think this is going to be like a 14-10 Houston win. I think that Houston's recipe is just going to keep it low scoring and muck it up. And I just think it's untested waters for so many pieces of this team and this offense. And I am terrified of both your pass rush and what guys can do in the secondary in terms of takeaways. So I think it could be looking a lot more like the first half that the Patriots saw against the Chargers rather than the second half, when it looked like kind of just a battle of attrition against Justin Herbert, looking like he just wanted to retire from football altogether. I think your defense is going to be so overwhelming.
Wow. All right. So 14-10, Mego has the upset. And the dream season comes to an end, but you know what? It will have been a success. And I don't want to hear any of that failure fool's gold talk, just in case things happen to go that way. Mr. Payne, which I'm sure you would love to bring and synonymously did so on the field for a decade in the National Football League, how you see things?
I think, honestly, the turnover is going to get the Patriots at some point. Everything Megan said was true. I mean, the Texans' best recipe for winning this game is if they win it by scoring, if they can score 19 points. But offensively, if they don't get any help from the defense, right. I think that the Texans defense, though, is going to put them in a good position at least once in this game. And if the offense can keep the defense from getting stuck on a short field like they did multiple times in Seattle or last week against Pittsburgh, I've got it. You know what? This morning I said 21-19. I'm going to stick with 21-19 Texans.
Wow.
Whoa, that's a nail biter, guy.
Your game's way more exciting than mine. I like that.
I think it's going to be a really tight football game. I think both of these coaches are going to be really good at addressing their own weaknesses and then trying to attack the other's weaknesses. And like I said, Vrabel and D'Amico are cut from the same cloth in a lot of ways. And they're both at times annoyingly defensive-minded coaches.
Every day at Sierra, you'll find top brand apparel, footwear, and gear for 20 to 60% less than department and specialty store prices. And during clearance time at Sierra, those incredible prices are 40 divided by 2.5, carry the one, even lower. And when you shop clearance at Sierra, you can save a whole lot more on everything you need to get active and outside. That's a lot of saving. Epic brands, vast selection, teeny tiny prices. That's Sierra. Visit your local Sierra store today or shop online at Sierra.com.
So this could very well come down to Borregaalis versus Fairbairn. The matchup that everyone has won. However, I just might minus a guy like Nico Collins, who's like a super fast Mac Hollins. And I know the Patriots don't have him and have had to adjust to life without him for the last couple of weeks. And with the weather and the unfriendly environment, even though I know defense travels and those guys are going to come at the Patriots like they stole something from the Texans, like they said something bad about their mama, Seth. At the same time, I feel like Josh and Drake and Vrabel will adjust and adapt over the course of the game. And it's going to be whoever gets the pick six or the scoop six or makes a special teams play. I think the Patriots snag a late lead after hanging on. And the Texans are driving, and then there's a batted pass or a pick late. So I'm going to go Patriots 20. I said the first one to reach 17 wins. I'll go Pats 20, Texans 16.
Real quick tip for you, because I know I've read and heard a lot of people in New England point out, you know, that the Texans at times have had trouble with running quarterbacks. It's even more specific than that. They've done an awesome job against athletic quarterbacks and running quarterbacks until – in fourth quarter moments in some key games, Baker Mayfield converted a 4th-and-10. Yep. Justin Herbert made it really scary in the second half of the scramble to convert. Like Trevor Lawrence made it scary in the fourth quarter on what would be their final drive. They'll do a really good job with contained pass rush. But they've just had this curious hiccup where all of a sudden they lose them. And that's why Drake May, you know, deciding to all of a sudden really get his exercise on the football field is annoying me a little bit.
He
looks very much like he gets it. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, like, I think honestly, that's why I was saying, like, with all that man coverage, like the first thing that I placed a small wager on, it was only part of my kid's 529 earlier today, was the Drake over rushing prop. Would you believe his is 34 and a half? So it's 3 yards under his running backs, because this, like Josh Allen, when you guys flummoxed him and beat him up on that Thursday night game, both of his tackles were out. You got 9 sacks on him. So that makes sense. Two of the best pass rushers, 2 backup tackles, but Josh wasn't in. Oh, here comes Josh Allen. Throw it on the Superman cape one more time. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Buffalo's greatest hope. So he wasn't ready to run and have to do all the things he has to do now. Now he's going to have to do it and do it several times against Denver. Just the same way Drake's going to be like, well, I know I could probably run for 100 yards if I have to, but the season hasn't been on the line. Now it's on the line. You saw last week he had 60 yards. He had that 40-yard scramble, which was huge. It's just going to be like, it's going to be a case of just like everyone's going to have to do that extra something. And will CJ be able to make enough of those plays the same way that people think? Like you said, Josh, or rather Drake, will get his exercise. That's what it's going to come down to. Man, I'm the hell with Friday. Just get me to 4:30 Saturday, so I can, like, this weekend's going to be awesome.
We had a Monday night game, and it felt like on Wednesday we were like, okay, awesome, cool. The game's almost here. We don't have to wait and everything. And now today it feels like we've been talking about this game forever.
I know.
To bring it back to the very first thing that you guys had mentioned, I think Megan, you made this point, was one of you two did both job. Good job by both of you. For a team that's taken so much scrutiny for their soft schedule, to have to go through all of these defenses potentially on their way to a Super Bowl, that would be pretty cool for you guys. It would be almost as cool as when the Astros won their first World Series and they had to go through the Red Sox, the Yankees, the Dodgers, in that completely and totally unblemished World Series championship.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
It was, but that part of it, for a team that had never won a World Series before, it was cool that
in the moment.
It was the Yankees.
In the moment.
And then it was great. And that was great. We barred your cheating manager, and the next year we went through you guys.
I have zero apologies for any of those championships.
I apologize for nothing. I don't care. No.
There's I don't want to get off on this soapbox. Okay, we're cool.
Okay. Yeah, I know. And the Texans and Patriots have a sneaky good postseason rivalry, and it continues now from divisional round games where Deion Lewis had to bail the Patriots out to Brady and Bill O'Brien and Captain America in a football uniform, Justin James Watt, and obviously the Letterman jacket game on Monday Night Football 13 years ago. Like, there's a lot of great and all baddish blood between the two. And Sunday might be the baddest of them all. So, by the way, guys, I just got an email from corporate. We have officially now gone from podcast to sports radio show. So congratulations. Fitzy Mego and Payne Thursday nights here on the socials. I actually do get a chance to talk to your co-host tomorrow at 4:30 on the WEEI afternoon show.
Oh,
I've spoken with him before because I know he and Ted Johnson work together. He's awesome. You are awesome. Thanks for carving out
some time. Sean will talk a lot more smack than I do. You'll have fun with him.
No, man, this has been great. Seth, honestly, like, your PD said, like, oh, no, Seth's going to be a blast. It'll make an awesome pod. You were beyond that and then some. And I'm sorry we won't get a chance to do it again until maybe next season. But for now, great job. Awesome career. Awesome radio. Follow him, folks, if you want to get some, you know, great dumb talk. Like, he's like,
I'm really
just good dumb football talk.
Incredibly dumb, yes.
At Seth C. Payne, P-A-Y-N-E. Of course, you know where to find Mego, WEI.com, on the air in Six Rings and Football Things, at Megan_Ottolini. And me, the original Misfit toy, you can find me on the afternoon show or at the bottom of a pint glass at Fitzy GFY. For Seth, for Mego, for everyone at WEI, for Sports Radio 610 in Houston, Odyssey and 2400 Sports. This has been the Six Rings and Football Things. Houston Texans at New England Patriots divisional round preview and behind enemy line special. Hope you guys have a great rest of the weekend. Take care. Good luck. And hopefully we'll be talking more meaningful Patriots football next week. No offense, Seth.
And no, Teddy Three Rings. I love him, by the way. That's what we call him in Houston. Teddy Three Rings.
Awesome. Take care, everyone. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. And as always, go Pats.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.